my fellow Americans.
For the Detroit Free Press, I'm Kerry Jr. II. After 4 days of ballot counting, Joe Biden was elected as the next president of the United States.
The people of this nation have spoken. They've delivered us a clear victory, a convincing victory, a victory for we the people.
Saturday morning, the former vice president won Pennsylvania, securing his win over President Donald Trump. That evening, Biden took the stage in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, to address the nation. Biden's overall message that night was the same as it's been throughout his entire campaign, a message of unity.
It's time to put away the harsh rhetoric, lower the temperature, see each other again, listen to each other again, and to make progress, we have to stop treating our opponents as our enemies. They are not our enemies. They are Americans. They are Americans.
Joe Biden received over 75 million votes, the most votes ever cast for a U.S. presidential candidate. But perhaps the most historic facet of this election is Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, who will be the first Black and South Asian woman to hold the office. Harris took her moment Saturday to pay respects to her mother and the generations of women she says opened the door for her.
And to the woman most responsible for my presence here today, my mother, Shyamala Gopalan Harris, who is always in our hearts. She believed so deeply in an America where a moment like this is possible. And so I am thinking about her and about the generations of women, Black women, Asian, white, Latina, Native American women who throughout our nation's history have paved the way for this moment tonight. Women who fought and sacrificed so much for equality and liberty and justice for all, including the Black women who are often too often overlooked, but so often prove they are the backbone of our democracy.
Joe Biden listed a number of issues he and Harris plan to address during their first term. Biden said Saturday that the first order of business for his administration is to address the coronavirus pandemic.
On Monday, I will name a group of leading scientists and experts as transition advisors to help take the Biden-Harris COVID plan and convert it into an action blueprint that will start on January the 20th, 2021.
But the road forward is still unclear. The majority in the U.S. Senate is still up for grabs, and the Democrats lost seats in the House of Representatives. COVID-19 cases have surged in Michigan. Here are the latest coronavirus numbers. Michigan health officials reported over 6,000 new cases and 65 deaths Saturday. The state reports an average of 34 deaths and over 4,000 cases over a 7-day period. In total, Michigan has reported over 207,000 cases and over 7,500 deaths since March. For post-election coverage and more information on COVID-19, go to www.freep.com.